Well, joining us once again for his regular chat on Radio Yorkshire, and that's Mr. Ken Bates. Morning, KB.
Morning, Darren.
How are you?
Very well, the sun's shining. The sun's shining. We've got the noonday gun has just gone off to announce that it's noon in Cape Town.
Okay.
And the news seems to be good all round.
Yeah. Well, it sounds very, very nice indeed. KB, we've got loads to go through as per usual. But let's start with Leeds United as we do. And the transfer window closing. And all in all, I think most commentators looking at what business Leeds United have done, and it's been a slightly disappointing transfer window for Leeds.
Well, obviously, I don't know the strength of the squad as well as you do, and I'm not sure the injury situation, because very little comes out in public these days. But it really depends, on, I suppose, what Massimo's own plans are. But I read somewhere that there's a rumour that, I said before, Steve Parkin is going to invest or wants to invest or would like to invest, and even though we've heard it all before. It may be a question of that Cellino's negotiating some deal behind the scenes, and basically he's had to put a brake on all transfers other than Byram, because we hadn't sold Byram in January. Sam would have walked around a free transfer in the end of May. So, I say, apart from that, it seems to be relatively frozen. And they're not going to... I can't see them making the playoffs. I don't think they'd be relegated. So they've got now is the cup run, which at Watford is be a challenging one. Particularly to see that they held Chelsea to a draw 0-0 last night. And Chelsea a bit stronger than Leeds, I would think. So that, what I always did, once we knew we weren't going to get promoted or relegated, I started blooding the kids, all at once, but one at a time, in and out, give them more experience and see how they react to the the greater pressure of playing for the first team rather than reserves. And I would have thought that's what Evans would be doing between now and the end of the season. But we don't know, because there's plenty of speculation but no facts.
Yeah, lots of speculation around Leeds United, and that will probably continue for a little while. In the world game, KB, FIFA... their presidential candidate, Gianni Infantino, he has admitted in a presentation earlier on this week, it's now or never, and he's to reform credibility to the world governing body. But he's unveiled a 90-day plan. What he thinks is going to be a 90-day plan to reform the world governing body. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are basically... He's been there 13 years, so he knows where all the bodies are buried. But if he's been there 13 years and is the general secretary, then he must have been complicit and fully knowledgeable for what was going on. And I would have thought, if he was a man of integrity, he would have walked out and blown the whistle 11 or 12 years ago, unless it's got worse over that period. And I don't see any real future for FIFA at all. Apparently, one of his competitors, his chairman, has said that his reforms, proposed reforms, can't be financed. And if FIFA don't get their act together financially, they'll run out of money in 2 years' time, which I feel is absolutely extraordinary, including the fact that FIFA pulls so much money out of their World Cups. There's nothing else to do except run a overpriced headquarters. Then, of course, on that item, this Mr. Infantino, what his name is, has admitted he spent €500,000 flying around the world to support his candidacy for FIFA president. He said it's within budget. Well, why should there be any budget at all for that kind of that kind of trip? No, I suspect it's going to be more of the same. And the only way for the future of football in a genuine manner is for everybody to resign, all the host associations to resign from FIFA and start their own organisation from scratch and don't base it in Switzerland. They can base it in some other tax haven where there is adequate controls and supervision and ensure that none of the old staff are hired at all. Start from an absolute bottom sheet, a clean sheet of paper. Then you don't inherit any of the previous practices. And some of the staff may be quite honest, but the problem is they're so steeped in tradition and what they've done, it, what's how it's been done in the past, that it's only difficult to shake off those old practices. It's okay having a good man at the head, but a good man at the head still needs a lot of good men under him to make his ideas work. And the current FIFA set up, I don't think he's ever doing so. Don't think he'll miss FIFA anyway. At least they stopped, taking $10 billion out of every country they put the World Cup to. As I said before, if they hadn't praised the World Cup in South Africa, there's several hundred thousand black Africans who are living in slappy hovels could be living in nice, proper accommodation now. But they're not. But they've got six marvellous stadiums. They're never used, of course, but they look great, particularly from the air. So I'm afraid that's a lost cause down and there's nothing to do about it except silently weep.
Something else that's obviously going to get have a bit of change this year is Britain's membership of the EU. It could possibly change. A referendum could be held as early as June. A lot of commentators are saying if negotiations are successful. The in-or-out referendum was one of the promises from David Cameron during his campaign. And it, I think it all comes down to what sort of renewed deal he gets with the EU over the next few weeks.
Well, I've been reading... I get the Times of the Daily Mail every day, as well as Sky News, so they're fairly up to date on what's going on. And having read the stuff he's claiming to have achieved, it's just a load of rubbish. It's a civil servant's dream and an ordinary person's nightmare. This idea that 28 countries could have differing forms of benefits payable to them, to their citizens if they're in the UK. Well, how's that for scope for fiddles, fraud, and genuine mistakes? And how much is it going to cost a minister? How many more bureaucrats will get gold-plated pensions, unlike the workers? And I think the whole thing's a fudge. There's one thing he's got that's straightforward. This emergency break. God, how do you define an emergency? And 14 of the 28 countries have got to agree to it before it can be applied, apparently, at the moment. Well, can you imagine 14 backseat drivers, 28 back people in a coach, and 14 have to say yes before the driver can apply the emergency brake? They'll be over the cliff by then. No, it's rubbish. The fact of the matter is that people are saying no in certain countries because they don't believe They don't believe it. It'd be like Wilson's referendum he held. He argued and negotiated and this, that and the other. And then when the referendum was taking place, he campaigned for a yes vote. And that's exactly what Cameron and his cohorts are doing as we speak. They're trying to block the people who don't, who are Eurosceptics, don't believe in ULN, want to get out, and they're being stopped from having their say. There's no, it's supposed to be a democracy, but at Cameron's cabinet level, it is not a democracy. It's a conspiracy to con the English people. It's as simple as that. You mark my words, he will campaign like hell to get a yes vote. I'm sure Romania, Hungary and Bulgaria have their charms, but we don't need to subsidise them. According to that, our NHS is at breaking point. Our schools have the lowest level of English and mathematics in the world, or the developed world. And our welfare state is struggling. We don't need anybody else. We don't want them. I'm sure the majority of Muslims are lovely people. Let them stay where they are and put their own country's rights. And for that matter, any other foreigners, we just don't need them. Simple as that. We save billions of money that the EU taxes on. The Human Rights Court of Justice will be out the window. All these, where they're being allowed, where they are allowing Afghan and Taliban soldiers to sue our soldiers. All that nonsense. Can you imagine after the Second World War? And we get our fishing industry back. All the Spaniards and French were fishing in our territorial waters will be thrown out, and therefore places like Hull and Grimsby, Fleetwood would thrive again, and we get our farming industry back as well. I was a farmer when they introduced quotas. It's ridiculous. We'd already been, Britain's always been a net importer of milk products. And yet the British farmers had to cut their production, which of course allowed the French and the Danes and the Dutch to export their stuff to us. Now, Britain out, being our trident down to Portsmouth or Wales, and asked Mr. Salmon, sorry, well, he talked like an old woman anyway, easy to make the mistake, to Salmon and Sturgeon, now the oil is $35 a barrel, do they still want to go independent? Do they want another referendum? Maybe we should vote to chuck them out. See how proud they are then, and they're not sponging off the English. Well, they are. Don't. It's not a bad little discussion, is it?
No, not bad at all. It's going to rage on as well. We're up the way throughout the year. It's going to be an interesting year, no doubt about that, KB.
Vote no on the referendum.
As long as you vote, that's the main thing. KB, let's talk about Radio Yorkshire and TV Yorkshire. And a couple of bits of really positive news. First of all, online listens, online views of Radio and TV Yorkshire just going through the roof at the moment.
That's fantastic. The problem we've got now, we've got to continue the improvements, continue to go through the roof, the next roof, and the roof after that. As I said before, congratulations to all concerned at 247 Miller Road. You've done a marvellous job, and it's being reflected. Because interesting, I know when Yvonne went down to look at another TV station to gather some information last week, they knew all about Radio Yorkshire and TV Yorkshire, and they knew about the programmes. And of course, we've already been approached by one TV station which isn't open yet, trying to have some of our content, which of course we said, yes, you can buy it at the right price. So that's also encouraging. So all you guys, well done, well done.
And the
and
second,
keep up the good work.
Well, second piece of good news, KB, is our coverage of the Tour de Yorkshire, the inaugural Tour de Yorkshire, has been nominated for an IRN News Award.
Yes, that's great. We're one of three. So we've got 3-1 chance of winning it.
Yeah.
And I do hope you are successful, because it'd be, again, a further tribute to all your chaps' efforts. And I know that particularly BBC's nose out about that coverage of that, because ours is so far superior to theirs. So once again, congratulations to everybody involved.
Well, thanks very much, KB. Finishing up, we've got another chance for people to sample the delights of the Radio Yorkshire box at Elland Road.
Yeah, who did it? Middlesbrough?
Yeah, Middlesbrough game. Yeah, the one that was rearranged.
Middlesbrough were fighting with Brighton to be head of the top of the championship.
Yeah.
And they've bought another couple of good players in the transfer window, strengthened their team. So it should be an outstanding game. And I would think probably a sellout. Is it on TV?
I think so, yes. It was moved for Sky purposes.
Yes, yes. Well, hope that doesn't affect too many people, the ones who made early arrangements. I've often thought with this Sky move at the last minute, they should pay compensation to the fans, but maybe they'll include that in the next TV negotiations.
Well, you never know
but
your luck.
Off we go. What's the challenge this time?
Okay, well, if you want to go to this Leeds United Middlesbrough game in the VIP box at Elland Road on the 15th of February, it's 7:45 kickoff. You just need to answer this question: who scored the winner the last time Leeds beat Middlesbrough at Elland Road? Is it Sam Byram, Stephen Warnock or Billy Sharp? A, Sam Byram; B, Stephen Warnock; or C, Billy Sharp. Text DAB in your answer, A, B or C, to 84383. Text only the words DABA, DABB or DABC. And text costs £1 plus your standard message rate. Entry closes the 10th of February, and all the T's and C's can be found at radioyorkshire.co.uk. KB, as ever, a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Right, and don't forget, folks, have a go. Whether you're listening or you're doing it online, have a go. Worthwhile.